face the power, learning together through hands-on, engaging, and relevant experiences.
Whereas this festival provides youth with access to high-quality learning opportunities across various themes, including arts, makerspaces, outdoor learning, science, technology, and youth voice, ensuring that every child has a chance to discover their passions. Whereas by fostering collaboration between schools, museums, libraries, tech centers, and local businesses, Remake Learning Days strengthen the educational ecosystem and bridges the gap between the classroom and the real world.
And whereas from May 1 to May 23, 2026, our community will join a global movement to celebrate the joy of discovery and the importance of lifelong learning for students of all ages. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim May 1 through 23 Remake Learning Days in Indiana County. And we encourage all residents to participate in these events, explore new ways of learning, and support the educators and organizations dedicated to inspiring our youth. I offer this as a motion.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. What does it say? And with us today, we have Stacy Eisenberg with the Aaron IU. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. Thank you to the commissioners for recognizing Remake Learning Days in Indiana County.
Welcome. We appreciate all the efforts and everything you put forth to our county for making this happen. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We look forward to your support.
Just wanted to point, I was looking at the website and there's a lot of interesting activities coming up and they're all through the county, not just at the schools, but I see particular interest Earl Township Library. There's a Maker Station Day, Indiana County Conservation District. There's tiny terrariums, some of the Shakespearean play that's going to be done. So there's lots of different things. So if you don't quite understand the concept, make sure you look at the web page. I had to go through and get up to speed on all of that.
Good. Okay. Next proclamation I'd like to present is the National Police Week 2026. And Commissioner Dunlap, would you like to start, please?
This is a proclamation to recognize the National Police Week in 2026 and to honor the service and sacrifice of those law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty while protecting our communities and safeguarding our democracy. Whereas there are more than 700,000 law enforcement officers serving in communities across the United States, including the dedicated members of the Indiana County Law Enforcement Community. Whereas since the first recorded deaths in 1786, there are more than 24,500 law enforcement officers in the United States that have made the ultimate sacrifice and have been killed in the line of duty.
And whereas the names of these dedicated public servants are engraved on the walls of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C., and whereas 363 new names of fallen heroes were added to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial this spring, this includes 109 federal, state, tribal, and local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty in 2025. In addition, 254 officers who died in previous years will also have their names inscribed this year. Whereas the service and sacrifice of all officers killed in the line of duty will be honored during the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund's 38th Candlelight Vigil on the evening of May 13th, 2026.
And whereas the Candlelight Vigil is a part of the National Police Week, which we will be observed this May 11th through the 16th, whereas the 15th is designated as Police Officers Memorial Day in honor of all fallen officers and their families, and the U.S. flags should be flown at half staff. Therefore, be it resolved that we, the Indiana County Commissioners, will observe May 11th through the 16th, 2026, as National Police Week in Indiana County, and publicly salute the service of law enforcement officers in our community and in the communities across the nation. I offer this as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And District Attorney Manzi, would you like to comment?
Yes, commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to be here.
I appreciate year after year the commissioners taking the time and making this proclamation this week. And I know your attendance this Friday at the memorial that'll be happening here at the courthouse hosted by Sheriff Pyle, remembering the officers that paid the ultimate sacrifice for us is vitally important. We have hundreds of officers here locally in local, state, and federal law enforcement that placed their lives in danger because we asked them to stand between us and danger, and they do that. And they save lives, undoubtedly save lives. And sometimes they pay the price in order to save our life. So I appreciate you taking the time for this important proclamation. We do have members of law enforcement here. I'd like to turn any time over to them. They're the ones that are out there at 2 o'clock in the morning kicking the door in and saving lives. But they're the ones that when something bad happens, they're going towards it when we're going away from it. So I applaud their efforts and all the members of their offices.
Anybody else like to make comment, Sheriff?
Again, I really appreciate the proclamation. And like I said, the law enforcement is getting harder and harder to deal with every day. A lot of people don't want us around until they need us, and then they want us out right away. Protect them and the other people that needs to be protected. But again, we thank you for this recognition. I'm asking anybody that if you have an opportunity to be at our memorial service at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, we'd love to have you there for that. Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself? The other law enforcement?
Randy Almendinger, police officer with Indiana Borough Police.
Jeff Hoga, Sergeant, Indiana Borough Police.
Mike Parada, IEP Police.
Brian Gill, Chief Deputy Sheriff, Indiana County.
Sergeant, Indiana County Sheriff's Office.
Well, thank you. And thank you all. And District Attorney Manzi, thank you for putting together this proclamation. This is one of those things that we do every year, as you stated. This is one of those things that we actually take seriously. It's one of those things that each and every one of you officers leave to do the duty that you're up to do. And as you walk out the door, as I stated before, your family doesn't know if you're coming back. We've seen that time after time, and it seems like it's getting worse and worse. But we do appreciate each and every one of you, and the public out there also appreciates what you do. I know there's times that you have some good times, and I know you have some bad times. And as I've always said before, enjoy those good times, because we don't appreciate those bad times. So thank you.
So Sheriff Files mentioned about the changing times and the different scenarios. And I really appreciate your videos from the Indiana Board of Police, because the things that go on, I just wouldn't even imagine. And so you make it humorous, but it's serious, and it makes people aware of what really happens in the community. So I really appreciate that.
Thanks for support. We're just trying to share information with the community and the counties. So
thank you all for your service, and we appreciate it very much.
Next proclamation is Foster Care Month, and Commissioner Hess, would you like to start, please?
Foster Care Month, May 2026. Whereas all children and youth deserve a safe, loving, and nurturing home so that they may grow, heal, and reach their full potential. And whereas for many children and youth, foster care provides essential stability during times of crisis and serves as a vital bridge to reunification, kinship care, and other paths to permanency. And whereas 11,197 children were placed in out-of-home care as of March 31st, 2025, supported by dedicated resource families who open their homes and their hearts to provide care, guidance, and hope for a brighter future.
And whereas resource parents, kinship caregivers, child welfare professionals, advocates, and community partners play a critical role in supporting the safety, well-being, and permanency needs of children and youth in foster care and should be recognized and honored. And whereas, despite many successes, there remains a need for increased awareness, community engagement, and support of families to ensure that every child and youth in this Commonwealth has an opportunity to thrive.
Whereas it is important for public and private agencies, resource families, advocacy groups, civic and faith-based organizations, and businesses to work together to raise awareness of the needs of children and youth in foster care, to honor those who support them, and to help recruit additional resource families to ensure that every child has a safe and nurturing home. Therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby recognize May 2026 as National Foster Care Month, and we encourage all citizens across the county to honor the resources to support the children and youth in foster care, all our children and youth, though, and help expand the number of resource families so that every child or youth has a safe, stable, and nurturing place to call home. I present this proclamation this 13th day of May.
A second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. We have a number of people from CYS today, and who would like to speak on behalf?
Thank you for recognizing our foster care system. Currently, we have about 20 foster homes, and they all have children in them. Some are definitely full. We definitely need more foster parents. We appreciate the ones we have and everything they do for the children.
Yeah. Would you others like to introduce yourselves?
Vicki.
Vicki.
I'm Vicki from Children and Youth. I'm the program specialist. I have to say we have an awesome group of foster families. And we also contract outside the agency with numerous foster care agencies. So we're really lucky that we have those resources across the state. But we are very appreciative of our workers in our placement unit. They do a lot to support our foster families, give these kids a good location to rest and recover in and hopefully reunify with their biological then.
I'm Jesslyn. I'm in the placement department with CYS, and our foster parents, I could not do my job as well as I do without them. So I really appreciate their support. And like my supervisor said, we definitely need more foster parents, but the ones that we have are really going above and beyond to help our youth.
I'm Brittany. I'm with Justice Works. I'm the foster coordinator, assistant program manager for foster care. We do have an event this Sunday from 11 to 3 at Marion Center Park Hall. If anybody would like to learn more about foster care or even sign up to be a foster parent. Thank you.
First of all, we truly appreciate all of you who work through CYS department. I've said this before, I state it again. You are the protectors of these children. There's times in need, they have no one else to turn to. And you actually provide that support. And I truly appreciate it. Firsthand experience, it's deep, what you guys really do. So again, it's one of those things that you could run into situations that aren't the best. And but you do, you stand up, you go in, and you help those children. And again, for the foster parent program, it's a great thing that we actually have those parents out there that are willing to actually stand up and nurture these kids and bring them through tough times. So we appreciate them also.
It's a shame that we have these situations like that that happen in our county, that we have kids and teens that are in situations that they have to be taken out of the homes. So the word here is to help get the word out that we need more families to be those caregivers, and the training's there. It will be provided. So if anyone has that in their heart to do that, please consider that.
Yeah, I want to thank you for what you do. I know it's not just a job. It's really a calling for you all. And Children and Youth Services is a complex system, and this is one element of it that's an important part. So, yeah, I would echo the commissioners in that this is a call for foster parents, resource families. We need you, and these kids need you. So please contact us if you know someone.
Thank you. Our next proclamation is Safe Biking and Walking Month. Whereas today, millions of Americans engage in bicycling and walking as environmental sound forms of transportation and excellent forms of fitness and quality family recreation. And whereas the education of cyclists, pedestrians, and motorists are as to the proper traffic and safety laws to follow in safe operations of bicycles and motor vehicles, is critically important to ensure the safety and comfort of all road users.
Whereas the National Nonprofit Bicycling Safety and Education Association, the League of American Bicyclists, has, I don't know if I said that right, has declared May to be National Bike Month for each of the last 69 years, and has done so again in the year 2026. Whereas May is National Walking Month, a campaign to encourage people across all ages and backgrounds to get outside and embrace the simple yet profound health and environmental benefits of walking for recreation, exercise, and transportation.
And then whereas the Indiana County Active Transportation Advisory Committee, bicycle and walking clubs, schools, parks, and recreation departments, law enforcement departments, hospitals, businesses, and civic groups throughout Indiana County, the Commonwealth, and the country will be promoting safe bicycling and walking as a wholesome leisurely activity, as well as an environmentally friendly alternative to the automobile during the month of May 2026. Now, therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim May 2026 a safe biking walking month through our proud county. We encourage all county residents to consider biking, walking, or transit as healthy forms of transportation and recreation, and encourage and commend participating in the scheduled activities, including the bike to school day and bike rodeo, bike walk or bus to work day, and safe biking, walking, and driving workshops. This proclamation is issued today, the 15th of May, and I offer it as a motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. What is the same? Today, Mr. Krug.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, commissioners. Thanks for the proclamation. Just a couple words to add to that. The bike rodeo and bike to school day was very successful, held on May 7th. Mm-hmm. And we had 32 students from Eisenhower, fourth and fifth graders, participate in those events. I want to thank the partners in those. The bike walk or bus to work day, in partnership with the Transit Authority, the Chamber of Commerce in downtown Indiana, in conjunction with a national event, that's this Friday, May 15th. So we encourage participation in that. Also very important, the Safer Together, Safe Biking, Walking, and Driving Workshop, scheduled for May 21st, 5:30 p.m. at the George Hood Municipal Building here in Indiana Borough. That's going to be hosted by us, as well as the discussion led by Leanne Cheney with the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Partners in these events include the school district, Indiana Area School District, Indiana Borough Police, and police, IEP Police, Indiana County Sheriff's Department, Pennsylvania State Police, Indiana Regional Medical Center, Indiana Cycling Center, White Township, Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, the Indiana County Transit Authority, Indigo, Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, SPC, Citizens Ambulance Service, Indiana County Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Indiana, Children's Advisory Commission, and the IEP Institute for Rural Health and Safety. So I want to thank all those partners. I also encourage folks to take part in the Indiana County Walking Decathlon. This is our 10th year. Program continues through May. We'll finish up at Nature Palooza, where we'll draw prizes. And June 13th, there will be a celebration, 10-year celebration, 11 a.m. We're opening an RSVP for that. It's at White Township Recreation Complex at the Eagles Rest. We're doing a 10-year celebration for the decathlon program. And all of this being part of implementation of the active transportation plan for the county.
Thank you. Both of my colleagues own cycles, bicycles. I might buy one someday. I think I do enough walking to make up for that. But yeah, truly, it's nice to see the kids out there with bikes today instead of being on these and keep on going down the road. So truly appreciate something they can go back on. Anything to add?
Thank you for all the events. It's important. Education is important. Safety is always paramount. And yeah, I really appreciate that. This is my first one I missed. I had another unavoidable thing to do, but I really appreciate and share. If I know you were there at the rodeo and all those who contribute is so important. And yes, we're living in a place where you can actually bicycle safely. So we're fortunate to be able to have these resources. It's what makes the county like Indiana very family friendly and recreationally appealing.
We're going to add a little bit onto our trails that we've done in the Blairsville area by expanding the Hoodle Bug. The trail will go over Route 22 and connect to the other side, and you can get to Pine Ridge Park that way. So there'll be some more trail to walk or bike on in that area. So we're excited about that. We're really close to announcing the ribbon cutting date, but I can't tell you yet, so stay tuned.
Okay. This time, let's go ahead and get the dudes together and do some photos here. So, Stacy, peace officers.
I thought I was going to sneak out of
I hope I get her bus cruise. I'm not guaranteed. Thank you.
Josh.
I will ask you.
Sheriff's coming. Scott, you bet. Scott, he does all the graphics. He does all this. I think Sheriff wants to, but he already didn't want to. Okay. Got it. Following direction. Lauren, you want to come up after transportation? Lauren, you come up. Lauren,
you mess up.
Bring some color to the pen.
It never fails. You close half the terminal ramp and three times as many airplanes as usual to show up off the lunch.
That was my Saturday.
You look like Chicago there.
Okay, next is from the Office of Planning and Development, and we have a Memorandum of Understanding for a Collective Impact Initiative. And Mr. Crude, would you like to present, please?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve entering into a Memorandum of Understanding with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank to formalize a partnership as part of the Collective Impact Initiative Working Group on Food Insecurity. The mission of the group is to achieve lasting solutions to hunger and its root causes. The MOU acknowledges a stipend of $1,000 to participating organizations, and the participant organization may determine how to use those funds. The food bank will provide the stipend payment in two disbursements, and we also do request that Josh Krug, Deputy Director, Planning Section, be designated as the participant representative on behalf of the county.
Thank you. We have a motion to accept the MOU. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Next is a amendment to the SOTA.
Yes. Again, thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve initiating the process in accordance with the Pennsylvania Municipalities Planning Code for the advertisement and public comment period, as well as public hearing for the consideration and adoption of an amendment to the Indiana County Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance known as SALDO. This amendment includes specific provisions for large-scale solar and wind developments. Staff has been working with commissioners, stakeholders, the SALDO Committee of the Indiana County Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission at large over the past year to develop and refine the current draft amendment. The amendment will be made available online, and a detailed summary will be advertised in the local newspaper. We will also provide copies to libraries throughout the county, municipal offices, and it will also be available on in our office at the Office of Planning and Development, as well as the Commissioner's Office for review. Once initiated, there will be a 45-day public comment period, and we will continue with the adoption process outlined in the MPC from there, including public hearing upon advertising. I do have a couple folks from the Planning Commission here with me today. Chris been coming in, Lauren Mahonte, and John Simon.
Any of you would like to make comment?
Sure, go ahead, Josie.
It's been a long time coming, and we truly appreciate that we're in this process now, and that it's speeding up, and it's going to be a good thing for the county. Thank you.
Laura?
Just thanking everyone who has been involved with planning office. Poor Josh. Yeah, we've done some reiterations, and we're just grateful to get this done to keep up to the task as we continue developing the county. John, you want to say anything?
No, you covered it all.
Oh, fine. Thanks.
With that being said, do I have a motion? What's up?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the second. And if I would like to make comment that after this has been passed, after the 45 days, those municipalities, and I want to make sure I state this correctly, those municipalities who are under the county saldo,
yes.
This will actually cover their municipality, and they have no need to actually make a ordinance on their own. They can actually accept this on behalf of their own municipality. Is that correct?
Yeah, de facto, if this becomes part of the Indiana County saldo, which is in effect in 32 of the 38 municipalities in the county, these provisions would be in effect in those municipalities. Any municipalities that may have a locally adopted ordinance, that ordinance, if it stays adopted and they were to rescind it, it would still need to be considered as part of any submittal in those municipalities that have their own. You'd have to look at both the saldo language and their ordinance and make sure that both are being met accordingly. But to your point, Commissioner Keith, municipalities that have not done anything towards adopting a local ordinance, this would be in effect in those municipalities, and if satisfactory to them, it would be all they would need.
Yeah, because I know that there has been some discussion about some municipalities going and doing their own.
Yeah.
And this is, there's no need if we accept this and pass it. And it would save them money. So this is kind of a cooperation between the county and local municipal government that kind of saves them the extra dollars that they don't have. So, Director.
Yeah, Commissioner, I would just add, as Josh mentioned in his presentation, each of the municipalities will receive a copy of the draft amendment, and would certainly encourage them to reach out to us or participate in any of the public meetings or the hearing and offer any feedback that they may have on a particular issue or something. I know like decommissioning and other issues kind of are key points. And so if there's something particularly that maybe they want to enhance or offer up as a concern, then we can certainly, take that feedback and take a look at language modifications if needed.
And just to mention, you're doing a on-the-road kind of thing with the municipalities. And any questions they have right then, they can answer that also at the time.
Yeah, okay. We started an initiative to reach out to our municipalities and touch base on a number of things. In addition to SADO and planning initiatives, we also have building permits and some other services that we provide directly to a lot of things that Luann and her shop does with community development and housing as well. So yeah, we're doing some outreach to Spain, and we started that process.
Great, great to hear. Well, thank you.
So question is, so if a municipality wanted to have something that's less restrictive, are they permitted to do that?
Not necessarily, no, like unless they were to adopt their own saldo language.
Right.
Because this is going to, as it's been presented, if it becomes part of our saldo, it would de facto be in effect in those municipalities by way of saldo rather than a standalone ordinance. And a standalone ordinance that would be less would still need to be considered, but the saldo would need to be complied with.
Yeah. Okay.
They could adopt something that had more
local, right, more restrictive.
Of course. And those that do have ones already adopted may want to consider if they want to keep theirs adopted. To Commissioner Keith's point, joining in with the county, it streamlines things some, and it could save costs for those municipalities as part of a review process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, especially when you go to speak upon the issues and stuff, you want to keep it be consistent.
Yes.
So, okay, thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next, we have a resolution for 2026 CDBG cooperation agreements. And Ms. Zach, good morning.
Good morning. Seth, I'm here again.
Yes.
Planning and Development is requesting the Board of Commissioners approve resolutions to enter into cooperation agreements with both of the county's designated community development block grant entitlement communities. Our entitlement communities are the Indiana Borough and Center Township. The resolutions will approve the cooperation agreements with Lincoln County and the municipalities to submit their 2026 CDBG entitlement with community development block grant applications on their behalf and to administer the programs in accordance with all federal, state, and local regulations. The 2026 CDBG application submissions are due to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development by October 30th of this year.
Yeah, thank you. Motion to accept the resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Thank you, Luann. Next is a contract award for the airport farmhouse. Mr. Morrow, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners execute a contract agreement with Ackerson Masonry Repair and Restoration of Homer City, PA, for the airport farmhouse mortar repointing project. The proposed contract award is for $52,000 to address deteriorated mortar joints on three elevations of the farmhouse structure. And the funding for this project will be provided through federal funds.
Do I have a motion to accept the contract award?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, next is a change order number 6 for the Jimmy Stewart Airport hangar.
The Office of Planning and Development, the Indiana County Airport Authority, Delta Airport Consultants, and Stifel McGraw Architects recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners approve change order number 6 in the amount of $3,050 with Francis J. Palo for the Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar and Parking Lot Project. Change order number 6 is to supply and install 220 feet of waterproofing membrane where concrete is at or below finished floor level and 170 feet of foundation protection sheet to protect and seal the waterproof membrane. The revised contract with Francis J. Palo with approval of change order number 6 will be $2,365,627, and the additional cost will be covered by redevelopment assistance, capital program, grant funds, and Commonwealth Finance Authority grant funds.
Thank you. Motion to approve the change order? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Dave. Next, we have some approvals of opioid settlement funds. And Ms. Schroeder, would you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Opioid Settlement Committee, we have two programs to present for approval. The first is a Rides for Recovery program. The Armstrong Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission would contract with Uber Governmental Transportation to be able to provide transportation for individuals in recovery to behavioral health appointments not covered by medical assistance transportation, recovery-related, like 12-step meetings or to the recovery center, court appointments, and to employment. The total cost of this project would be $10,000.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And the next one.
The second project is for a thermal wing. This would be a contract with Fire Tree, who runs a new way of life halfway house in Blairsville. Chelsea Schaefer from the Halfway House is here to talk about the family wing. This project would be a total of $2,500.
Chelsea, would you like to
comment?
Yes. So I'm the director out there. So we do a lot of family involvement out there. I really promote families to come to the facility. We hold a lot of family days so the clients can start reintegrating with their families and really start to rebuild that positive support. We really promote, you know, day passes with their family and spending free time with their family. So this addition of family wing is going to allow the families to visit on site for those that might have the transportation barriers or, you know, lack of funds for to and from for those events. So we're going to set that up so we can start having our clients implement those life skills that we are teaching them while they're in treatment with us. You know, parenting, cooking, spending time with those kiddos.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you. Appreciate it. Next, from the District Attorney's Office, we have a Police Traffic Service Enforcement Grant Program. And today with us,
we're asking the commissioners to approve the Police Traffic Services Grant for the federal fiscal year of 27-28, which start, or I'm sorry, yeah, 27-28, but it starts in October of 2026. It covers, it provides funding for overtime for DUI patrols, speeding enforcement, seatbelt enforcement, pedestrian violation enforcement, distracted driving to local municipal police officers. The district attorney's office administers the grant. There's no cost to the county and there's no local match. The total amount of the grant is $18,374.71.
Okay, thank you. Motion to approve the grant? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.
Thank you, Nick.
Next, the Community Traffic Safety Grant for 2027 from IEP. Ms. Mario, would you like to present, please?
Yes, on behalf of IEP, the IEP RHS Community Traffic Safety Project is a federally funded grant through Pennsylvania Department of Transportation with the Institute for Rural Health and Safety of Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Initiated in 1987, the project goals are to increase seatbelt use rates and public awareness about highway safety issues in the five-county region of Armstrong, Butler, Clarion, Indiana, and Jefferson through educational opportunities and resources, community outreach, targeted enforcement campaigns, and judicial support. Some of the highway safety issues to be addressed are occupant protection, aggressive driving and impaired driving, distracted driving, and teen driver safety. These goals are in alignment with the national and state goals to decrease traffic fatalities. To accomplish this, partnerships will be formed and with other groups within the PennDOT Region 6 Highway Safety Team that include representatives from other community traffic safety projects, PADUI Association, law enforcement liaisons, local PennDOT districts, and the Traffic Injury Prevention Project. The total amount of this grant is $109,009.91. Indiana's allocation is $19,036.95.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Robin. Okay, next is from Emergency Management Agency and Director Sutzman. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. I have before you today two change orders. The first one, change order number 003 from Motorola. This change order does three things. It adjusts the 2025 Master Site Disaster Recovery Service to include the installation costs only and eliminates the annual service fee, and this was due to delayed implementation on getting the equipment in place. The second part removes the master site, the disaster recovery from the 25-26 maintenance and the system upgrade agreement. And it also removes the disaster services rerouter that is in Allegheny County. And the cutover for it is not scheduled until the end of 2027. So those funding charges would be removed. And finally, it adopts a terms and conditions language change that would eliminate any fees being imposed on the county if we chose to withdraw from this agreement early. So overall, for 2025, the change order would reduce our costs by $5,076.75. And in 2026, it will reduce it by $18,239.21. And that applies to each of the 11 partner counties in the I-Corps group. It's also important to point out that currently all of those costs are paid with 15% 911 funding, which is the regional project funds that are allocated to the county through PEMA. I'd ask that the commissioners approve this agreement change for the I-Corps portion of this.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve change order number 3 between Motorola and the I-Corps partners?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same.
And then so next, the second change order is similar, but this is between Indiana County and Motorola. This change order will change the language in our current agreement to remove the wording that would implement a penalty on the county if we chose to withdraw from this agreement early. This change would allow us to explore other options in the future. This agreement runs between 2025 and 2033. And with changes in technology, we may want to look at other alternatives.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve change order number 3 between Motorola and Indiana County?
So moved.
Second?
Aye. Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, commissioners.
Okay. Next, from Children and Youth Services, we have private provider agreements. And Vicki, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to start out with the fiscal year 25-26 non-placement listing. This is an addendum to an existing contract with the Indiana Healthcare IPG. They do our plans of safe care coordination. So there's a new program coming out. It's called A Path Forward. It's going to be a promising practice grant starting in July. Right now, it will be under our 148 funds. So we're asking that the same person who does the plans of safe care also coordinate for A Path Forward, since it is a program that is all about postpartum depression, linking up mothers who have had children and maybe have some addiction issues, and that social worker then is working them into programs within the county.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And next, moving on with
the agreements. We have the fiscal year 26-27. This is all our Avanco International CAPS. There's multiple agreements here. We start with the first one, which is the Child Accounting and Profile System Application Provider Agreement. This is a renewal contract. This is actually the Avanco providing us with the system that runs our computers, what it comes down to. So the prorated annual fee of that is $41,000 and 87 cents.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, the
the state basically promoted Avanco in the CAP system, but then they realized that they needed to link up Childline system with it. So that's how CWIS comes about. So the Child Accounting and Profile CWIS maintenance is being able to keep CAPS and Avanco linked up with the Childline system. And that is split. That cost is actually split between the 58 counties. Our share is only $4,000, $291, and it's 32 cents. And that will come through our information also.
Okay. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. What is the same? AFCARS?
Okay. So the AFCARS system is built into our CAP system also. And it is the way the state figures out each individual child's needs whenever they come into the foster care system. And then every time that they move, if there's a change. So this is an upgrade of that system, and it's maintenance also. It's a renewal program. The total cost for the 58 counties is split, and then ours is $3,468.90. And again, that's through the information and technology grant.
Okay, motion to approve the AFCARS upgrade maintenance.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, Child Accounting Profile.
So this is the Child Accounting and Profile System Consulting Service for the 26-27 fiscal year. It is a renewal contract also. The consultants at Evanco, we can hire them to do certain programs with our information. They'll pull certain reports. They'll walk us through and train us on certain areas. That's the cost of the consultant fees, and it runs anywhere from $54 to $125 an hour. We have not really used that program, but we have to contract with them for that possibility. Mm-hmm. So the cost of that program will come through the information and technology grant.
Motion to approve the services.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next is the addendum.
We have the CAPS HIPAA business agreement, and it is an addendum. It's a continuation of the contract. This is for the 26-27 renewal. this is the HIPAA privacy and security rules between us and Evanco, who is our CAPS provider, and then Evanco, and then anyone else that they have to work with, such as the APCARs. They have to maintain that privacy. And they have to adhere to the standards required by HIPAA and HIPAA regulations. There is no fee involved in this agreement.
Okay. Motion to approve the addendum. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, alternative community engagement solutions.
That's correct. This is their 26-27 contract renewal. This is a private provider here in Indiana and Greensburg area. They do a lot of assessments for us. Their staff is certified, and they do mental health assessments. They do therapy. They make recommendations for other providers then from those assessments. And the one thing, we paid to have them trained in this step-by-step parenting program, and that is a new program. It's an EBT program for us. It is to help the lower functioning families get the appropriate parenting presented to them in a way that they can understand so that reunification can occur. So ACES is able to do either the parenting instructions or they can do the interactional observations. Those are new programs to their rate list. All the other rates have remained the same since last year. The cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next is Menta Psychological.
That's correct. That's Dr. Carolyn Menta. This is the 26-27 contract renewal for her. She is also a local provider who does psychological evaluations, mental health services. She does therapy, bonding assessments, parental capacities. She was also trained in the step-by-step parenting program. Part of that component is that they have to have an IQ testing, and that requires, like, for their eligibility for the program, there has to be an IQ test done, and Dr. Menta is willing to do that for us. Okay. So the rates of her other programs are the same as last year. She didn't have any rate increase, just this additional IQ testing that she will do. Okay. So cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same. And last, the Jefferson County Regional Board.
That's correct. This is fiscal year 26-27 placement listing. They're the first one of many I will present, but just Jefferson County Juvenile Court is the Jefferson County Detention Center in Ohio. So juvenile probation uses them for secure detention. and basically they have an on-campus, they do all educational stuff on campus. I believe they have outpatient for medical care, but I think they do have a nurse there on campus also. So the cost of these services will come from a general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Okay. Motion to approve the contract.
So moved.
Second. Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Okay.
Thank you, Vicky.
Welcome.
Next, we have an agreement with GovFunds for the jury program. And Commissioner Gellnoff, would you like to present?
So GovFunds is a program in which we use debit cards to pay, in this case, it will be jurors through the court system. So instead of issuing checks and going through the labor of doing those checks maybe 100 at a time for small amounts, jurors would be issued a debit card instead that would be loaded with the amount that they would be reimbursed for their service. So this contract is with GovFunds for a period that will include those cards at 75 cents a piece.
Okay. Which is a saving.
It is huge savings. I just did a cost analysis related to something else that we're doing with the county with electronic funds transfers instead of paying for checks. Instead of issuing checks, which includes labor, paper, stamps, et cetera, average cost of doing that is anywhere from $4 to $20 to do that. The average cost of electronic fund transfer, which is just simply moving the money from one bank to another, is 50 cents. We've already done probably, I have the numbers, but not in my head, over 6,000 checks so far this year. A little less than half of those we've done through electronic fund transfer. We've saved about $18,000 so far with that process. So this is a new type of process that will be saving money. If you go back to the average cost of a check, even if you take $6 times 100 checks, and now we're going to issue these debit cards at 75 cents each, you can see the math will be a cost savings, plus we're saving labor in our offices with the staff with all that time to print and fold and stuff and mail checks. So we're trying to make efficiency in the county, in our office in particular, and this is one of the steps. So we're using this for the jurors first, and we'll be pushing this out maybe some other areas in the future.
Good. Well, I'll make a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. They even got me changed. Business. Okay, next we have a airport lease with Lachine Aviation and Solicitor Budash. Would you like to present, please?
Thank you, Commissioner. This is a ground lease, as you said, between the county and Lachine Aviation. The initial term is 1 to 4 years. One to 4 years with options to renew the different, there's up to five phases for renewal. For the initial phase, the ground lease rent is $2,250, and then it increases with each phase thereafter.
Okay. Got a motion to approve the lease? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, an agreement for professional legal services with Attorney Kaufman.
Yes, this is an agreement between the county and Attorney Thomas Kaufman for legal services of juvenile offenders assigned to the attorney to Attorney Kaufman. It is a 1 year lease at payable at $2,500 per month. I'm sorry, 1 year agreement. I said lease.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the agreement?
No, paper.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, thank you. Now, next from our Parks and Trails, we have an agreement for a sale. And Director Patterson, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. The recommendation today is to approve the purchase of real estate from Alicia Cathenese. The property also has been known as the Budabar property. It's a 4.45 acre tract located on Groft Road in Rain Township, and it's immediately adjacent to the park, to Blue Spruce Park, on its on the eastern edge of the park. In fact, the property is surrounded on all four sides by existing park property. So in addition to the land, the property contains a house, a garage, a storage shed, and an apple orchard. So the acquisition price is $181,200. which will be funded from three different sources, the Marcellus Shell Legacy Fund, our own Indiana County Park Legacy Fund, which is derived from donations that we receive through the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies, and then also our Indiana County Park Enterprise Fund, which are funds that are derived from park rental fees. So we're not using any county, general county tax dollars for the acquisition. And with the completion of the acquisition, the park acreage will now total 649 acres. And I want to thank Commissioner Keith for doing the work to work with the property owner to get the property to this point for the sale, and also Solicitor Budash for his legal work on the process. This is actually the first park acreage that we have added to our park system since 2004.
So. Thank you, Ed. Do I have a motion to accept the agreement of sale? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Great. Thank you, Ed.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay. Next, we have some board vacancies. Ms. Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, there's a vacancy on the Solid Waste Authority Board. If anyone is interested, can send a letter of interest to the commissioner's office, and they will be presented to the commissioners once received.
Okay, thank you.
May I make a remark, Chair?
Sure.
I'd like to say a little bit about Tom Falcone, who's retiring from the Solid Waste Authority after some 30 years serving on that authority. And this is an individual who's also served on the Redevelopment Authority for decades. And I just want to make it a point of the importance of public service like this. These appointments are vital to boards and authorities. These authorities serve in a role that's very important to our communities. And Tom Falcone, he was a professor, helped start many businesses. He started the Small Business Institute and was the Management Services Group's chair for many, many years. And I just want to give a shout out to him as for serving so many years in Indiana County. We have many, many public servants, and I think it's important to recognize them. So thank you for that.
Sure. I think we'd like to pair with your remarks here. And again, it is important that we actually have people in our county that actually serve on these boards, because it is valuable to the county and actually to this board to actually make decisions. So we thank you.
If anyone is interested in the board, even if we don't have an opening, it'd be important to get their names into us, because we recently had two people reach out to us. And at the time, we didn't have openings, but then shortly thereafter, we did. And so it was really nice to be able to pair them up to be on those boards.
Yeah. Okay. The courthouse will be closed on May 25th for Memorial Day observance. Any other business be brought before the board tonight? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be held here in the hearing room, May 27th at 10:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody. Have a great